We, the opposition group, and participants of the IGAD-led high-level revitalization forum in Addis Ababa on conflict of South Sudan crisis, strongly condemn the continuous violation of the cessation of hostilities by the government. The opposition group would like to bring to the attention of the people of South Sudan first and foremost, and to the world at large, that the following violations: one, the government of South Sudan, that is partner in peace process, has demonstrated lack of seriousness and political will to negotiate in good faith. Two, this demonstrated by its refusal to sign the declaration of principles that was jointly discussed and signed by all other parties to the revitalization process except the government of South Sudan. The government continues its attack on opposition positions throughout the country, the latest of which is Nyatot in Nasir area today. South Sudan, as an IGAD member, should recuse itself from the mediation on South Sudan conflict. The way forward, in light of a cessation hostility agreement violation, we demand an urgent and immediate investigation of all current violations and a review of the status of implementation of cessation of hostility agreement. The opposition group demands the government of South Sudan to sign the declaration of principles that is a basis for negotiation. The government forces must immediately withdraw from all positions they captured in violation of cessation of hostility agreement, Article 3, sub Article 2. In conclusion, I would like to be clear on this one. The opposition group reiterates our commitment to peaceful resolution of the conflict through high-level revitalization forum of the ARCIS. Above all, the people of South Sudan deserve peace, security, and tranquility. Furthermore, we would like to make it abundantly clear that any attack on one opposition is an attack to all opposition.